Logging companies are worried about the weight limit trend because a standard timber truck can weigh 50 tons or more. Past the weight restrictions already in place are being considered in some towns. Jeff Long is town chairman of Boulder Junction near the Michigan border. Locals there are considering a 48-ton limit for trucks. Long says it costs $60,000 to build a mile's worth of standard residential road, but that cost would shoot up to accommodate heavier trucks.
To do this to a heavier level that will sustain that type of weight would cost between $160,000 and $175,000 a mile. So in a small town like ours with 1,000 residents that has 90 miles of town road, the difference in cost is very significant.
But Henry Schinnenbeck of the Great Lakes Timber Professionals Association says the weight limits are a drag on the state's $26 billion industry.
With that type of road posting, you wouldn't even be able to haul equipment in to start a timber sale. And for every 10 jobs directly being done in the timber industry, that creates 23 additional jobs throughout different manufacturing. Like I say, it's going to have a crippling effect.
Schinnenbeck says to comply with a 48-ton restriction, a standard logging semi will have to be replaced with three smaller trucks, which would drive up fuel and staffing costs. The August 31st meeting in Stevens Point will be for all stakeholders to try for some common ground. One idea is to revert some paved roads back to gravel, which can handle heavy trucks better. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.